don't tremble at all, Inspector Wells. You want me to wait?
No, I don't think so. It's one of those phony calls we get at headquarters. But I've got to investigate it just the same.
Well, what's the score on this one?
A fellow named Anderson, that's his house here, called up with the idea that somebody's going to kill him.
Now, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Talk to him, I guess. Find out who. Oh, well. I'm through for the night after this, so I'll just phone in a report. Take it easy, Collins. Thanks for the lift.
No trouble. I'll wheel this prowl car on for a couple of hours, then I go off duty, too. Have you seen you, Inspector Wills?
Right. Hey, you! Stay where you are! What went out of that house? All of you!
Don't bother me, I'm busy.
I'll bother you. You're Boston Blackie. I'm going to hold you here.
Which way did he go?
What do you
care? This is why. So long, friend. I'm in a hurry. I've got to see a man about a murder.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
I don't care if you did see Blackie leaving the scene of the crime with a gun in his hand.
No.
Now, you know as well as I do, Wills, that Blackie didn't kill Anderson.
Whose side are you on, Faraday? I saw Blackie myself, had hold of his arm for a few seconds. He clipped me to get away.
It was dark outside of Anderson's house, wasn't it?
Yes, very dark.
Well, maybe it wasn't Blackie. Maybe it was just somebody who looked like Blackie.
Inspector, I know you like Blackie, but I know he killed Anderson.
All you know is you saw him leave the scene of the crime with a gun in his hand.
I know more than that. After Blackie ran away, I got to Anderson just before he died.
Yeah? What did Anderson say?
He told me he threatened Blackie, and Blackie isn't the kind of guy who takes threats, is he, Inspector?
Blackie, for goodness sakes, tell me what happened last night.
I don't have time, Mary. I just dropped by your apartment to tell you that I'll be too busy to see you for the next couple of days.
Yeah, and I know why, too. Inspector Faraday phoned me just a little while ago. You were at Don Anderson's house last night when he was killed.
Well,
and you were seen running from the place with a gun in your hand. Deputy Inspector Wills saw you.
That's right. I clipped him.
Oh.
How did I know it was a cop?
Well,
I was in a hurry and it was dark.
Blackie, what were you doing at Anderson's house?
Well, Mary, it's a long story.
Well, come on, tell me.
Anderson was trying to make a deal with my friend Charlie Kingston.
Yeah.
I killed the deal the other day, and Anderson got tough with me on the telephone. I went over to his house to straighten him out.
You certainly did a good job. He straightened out permanently.
Well, I didn't do it. Just as I got to the door, I heard five shots, and a man ran out the side door.
Yeah.
I pulled out my gun and ran after him.
And that's when Deputy Inspector Will saw you.
Yes. I was chasing the real killer,
oh.
But... Well, he must have run the other way or something, after he dropped this.
What's that?
Look at it.
Well, it looks like a flattened out nail.
You know why? Because what? That's just exactly what it is.
Oh, Blackie.
And what's more, it's a clue to Anderson's killer.
A flattened out nail is a clue?
Mm-hmm. Fell out of the murderer's pocket. And Mary.
What?
Three things are going to lead me to Anderson's killer.
Oh.
And also get me out of a jam of my own.
A flattened out nail and then...
I got a quick look at the killer, and he was wearing a Homburg hat. Then there's the fact that Anderson was hit by five bullets. Five shots, Mary.
Yeah?
Those five shots, a Homburg hat and a flattened out nail, are going to help me nail down Anderson's killer.
It's nice out in the country today, Mr. Wilson.
It's nicer in the city. And it's going to be lovely in the city if your pal Archie is as good with a gun as you say he is, Jim.
Archie, tell him how good you are.
The best. I'd prefer it if you showed us, Darkie.
He'll show you, Mr. Wilson.
I'm interested in action.
Sorry you didn't get in town yesterday like you wanted, but he got delayed. Stop the car a minute.
All right.
Archie, see those tin cans stuck on the fence post over there?
Yeah.
They don't look too appetizing. You know what I mean?
Sure do.
Watch this, Mr. Wilson. At 25 yards.
I'm watching. How's that?
Three for three, Archie. That's par for the course, ain't it, Mr. Wilson?
Very interesting, but Jim, the target I've picked out for Archie may be a moving target.
Yeah? Well, Archie's good at moving targets, too. Let's get moving and I'll show you.
All right.
Roll down the window, Archie.
Sure, Jim.
There's some more cans on the fence down the road away here. Get him as we go by, Archie.
That'll be some shooting if he can.
You wait and see.
I'm going to be going pretty fast.
You'll get him. Won't you, Archie?
Sure thing.
Watch, Mr. Wilson. Here they go.
Three for three again.
You'll do, Archie. That's great. You certainly do.
But first you got to tell us what to do or who to do.
His name is Sims, George Sims.
George Sims. You got his address?
I've got everything you need. But I certainly wish your friend Archie had arrived here yesterday as he was supposed to.
I got delayed. Jim told you that.
Yes, yes, I know.
Archie not being here yesterday wouldn't have nothing to do with the shooting of a guy named Anderson, would it?
Shut up, you.
I was just thinking out loud.
Well, don't.
Okay.
I hear Boston Blackie is supposed to be responsible for Anderson's death. It's perfectly all right with me if the police continue to believe just that.
You will stand still, please, Mr. Wilson, or I cannot balance the shoulders of this suit.
All right, I'll stand still, but hurry it up, will you, Oscar? I've got to get out of here.
A fine suit made of fine material cannot be hurried, Mr. Wilson. You are my best customer, so I want to give you the best.
Well, I haven't much time to give you. And you might get some new material in. That's what I really want, is new material.
Yes, Mr. Wilson. There. We lift the left shoulder a little.
Mm-hmm.
So. And mark it. So.
That's better.
And it is perfect.
Well, it better be.
For you, it is always perfect, because only when it is perfect are you satisfied.
That's right.
Now, the vest.
Hurry it up, will you?
As fast as I can. I will take the coat now.
Are you sure the sleeves are wide enough? Loose enough?
Oh, yes. Always ample room in the sleeves for you, Mr. Wilson. Always loose and wide.
Good.
Ah, the vest is already a perfect fit. So, we go to the trousers.
Look, Oscar, what about new fabrics? You said you'd have some soon.
Soon, but not now.
Well, make it good and soon, or I'll begin looking around for another tailor. I'm getting sick of this same old stuff. Oh, and incidentally...
Yes?
I won't have any need for a special pocket in the coat of this suit. I have people, working for me now. No, never mind. Just leave word that George Sims called, please. Goodbye. I wonder if... Hey, come in.
Hi.
Well, who are you?
Just a fella. You George Sims?
Yes, what do you want with me?
Move around a little. What ahead?
Like that...
I said move around a little.
Well, what for?
This.
What do you mean?
This gun. I don't like jobs too easy. Move around.
Now, look, you're not going to kill me. You don't know me. What do you want to kill me for?
Usual reason. Dull. Now, move like I told you.
Well, you must be crazy. You must be. Now, let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Guys should always move around while he can. He's going to be still for such a long time.
First Anderson, now Sims.
Well...
Look, Wills, you got any idea that Boston Blackie killed Sims, too?
I don't have any ideas, Inspector Faraday. I'm only a deputy inspector.
But you saw Blackie running from Anderson's house.
Yes, I did. I still say I did.
Hello, Faraday.
Blackie, get out of here.
Not right now.
Then you get out of here, Wills. Somebody get out of here.
Nice poke you gave me outside Anderson's house the other night, Blackie. I'll return it sometime.
You like that one?
Crazy
I'm
about
surprised.
It.
I'm surprised. I have better ones than that. Next time you grab me, for the love of Pete, tell me who you are, Wills. It was pretty black out there.
And the eye you slugged ain't exactly white. So long, Inspector.
All right, Blackie, what is it?
Faraday, it was nice of you not to pick me up for that Anderson job.
Yeah, I must have lost my mind. I'm going to lose my badge if you had anything to do with it.
You lost your mind, you might lose your badge. Well, I agree that you do have a badge to lose.
You're darn right I haven't. What?
Never mind. Let's talk about this case.
Okay.
Did you know that Don Anderson and George Sims were partners?
They are now, in the morgue.
Faraday, Anderson was shot five times and the same fellow killed Sims. That means Sims was killed with five shots, too. I know the kind of a man that keeps only five bullets in a gun.
How do you know he kept only five bullets in it?
Let's agree that the killer would empty his gun into Anderson, inasmuch as he must have known Anderson was still alive after the first few shots.
All right.
But only five shots were fired. Mm-hmm. That means he only had five bullets in his gun. There's one type of person who always leaves one bullet missing from his gun. A careful person.
Okay, suppose there is. You think the same guy killed Anderson and Sims?
That's right.
What?
That's how I know Sims was killed with five bullets.
There were six bullets in him. What do you think of that, genius?
I don't know. Kind of stops me. But one of the things I have left to go on, then, is something I picked up when Anderson's killer dropped it.
What is it?
This nail. This flat nail.
And that's a clue? Get out of here, Blackie, before I hit that nail right on your head.
Drape the coat a little more.
Yes, Mr. Wilson, I will drape it a little more.
Don't fuss, man.
You're impatient again, no?
I'm impatient again, yes.
It's all because I have no new fabrics, but I promise you soon I will have plenty of new...
Yes, yes, I know. In a few months, maybe.
Not that long.
Well, that's not good enough. I want something new. I've got to have something new,
hey,
and if
will
I...
you please get through with that tailor and talk to me, boss?
Certainly, Archie. You may stop for a moment, Oscar. Leave me alone with my friend, will you, please?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Wilson. Yes, sir. I'll leave you alone. Just call me when you're finished. I'll be in the jiffy.
You did a good job on Sims, Archie. Like this soup?
I like to get paid.
Oh, that.
You ain't stupid enough to fool around with me, are you, boy? Don't do it. It ain't healthy.
Get your hands off me, Archie. Get them off. You'll crease this.
I'll crease your skull. Where's my dough for knocking off Sims?
I'll get it for you. Don't worry, Archie. You'll have it. All I need to get is a hammer and a nail I can flatten out.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Don Anderson is shot and killed by a murderer who pumps five bullets into him. Blackie is spotted running away from the scene of the murder, but Inspector Faraday knows that Blackie did not kill Anderson and gives him a chance to clear himself. While Blackie is free, a business partner of Anderson's is also shot and killed. As we return to our story, Blackie's friend Mary Wesley is in her apartment when the telephone rings.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Wesley.
Yes.
This is Inspector Faraday.
Oh, yes, Inspector. How are you?
You know who I am. I'm up my neck in murder. Where's Blackie?
Why, Inspector Faraday,
Never mind. You wouldn't tell me anyhow. But tell him this.
But I...
Tell him I'm getting pressure put on me. Tell him he better do something about that Anderson killing in the next 8 hours, or I'll pick him up.
But Inspector...
That's all. Goodbye.
Faraday sounds serious, Mary.
Mm-hmm. So do you.
I am.
What is it?
Mary, I know the kind of a man who'd carry a gun with only five bullets in it when it holds six. I know the kind of a man who wears a Homburg hat.
Well?
Wait a minute. Sims had money, but no brains. Anderson didn't have too much brains either. Sims gave Anderson $200,000 to swing the deal with Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
There was no money found in Anderson's place.
Well, the killer took it then, is that right?
He took Sims' money from Anderson. And Sims was killed because he knew who might have done that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the killer was a fellow who supplied the brains for the Sims-Anderson-Kingston deal.
Well, that's great. You know the motive. Where do you go from here? What about the flat nail?
Well, that won't have any real importance, Mary, but it may help me prove my case after I get my man.
Yeah?
Now, about that Homburg hat, Mary.
Yeah?
Mary, a man who wears a Homburg hat, as the killer did, is generally a careful dresser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to visit every big tailor in this town. I've got an idea. I've got just an idea. It'll be a tailor that helps me get the goods on our murderer.
$10,000
Mm-hmm.
$10,050 Not
yep.
bad, huh, Jim?
I told you Wilson would pay off good, Aki. If you'd gotten into town a day sooner like you were supposed to, we'd be loaded with dough.
What do you mean, we? Who did the job on Sims? We?
You did it, Archie.
That's right.
But who put you in on the job? Me.
I gotta get a cut. You ain't dishonest, are you?
Stand up, Jim.
What?
Stand up and start walking around.
Arky.
Do like I told you. Nobody cuts in on me. Start walking.
You ain't gonna do nothing like that to me, Arky. Not when I got two hands. We can fight. Get that gun of yours.
Over in the corner it goes. Now let's see how tough you are.
My gun, I want my gun.
This is what you'll get. My gun, where's the gun I need?
Get moving, he tells me. I'll get moving. Right out of town with this dough.
Okay, Mary.
Oh, golly, Blackie, take it easy.
I'm sorry if I scared you. I didn't mean to.
Oh, well, it's all right now. Wow. What happened, Blackie? Did you go to all the tailors?
Oh, Mary, there are thousands of tailors in town. I can't possibly see them all.
I could have told you that. I
went to as many as I could. But I've got a better idea.
Oh? What are you going to do?
Mary, a man who wears a Homburg hat has $200,000 that doesn't belong to him.
Yeah?
He got it, and I've just thought of a way to find a way to get him.
Hey, why don't you watch where you're going?
I was too busy watching where you were going. In a hurry, pal?
What's it to you?
A job.
Get out of my way. A job?
Yep, it's a nice job, too, when it's as easy as this.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, get
you
out of my way.
You don't mind if I show my badge to identify myself to you, Atherton? I don't carry cards.
A cop, huh?
I prefer to be called an inspector. Wills is the name. Inspector Wills.
I don't like guys like you, no matter what you're called. You don't want me for anything, so I'm
getting... I might want you for a lot of things, Jim. For murder, maybe. For robbery, maybe. Or maybe for just plain vagrancy.
You can't get me for vagrancy, copper. I've got $15,000...
Well, you have a lot of dough, have you? Where'd you get it?
I've got a train to catch. I'm
You're going... not going anywhere, Jim. Not in that direction, anyway.
Let go of me.
I'll let go of you, Jim, after you let Faraday know where you got that $15,000.
Yes, sir? How do you do? I saw your ad in this morning's paper. My name is Wilson.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
I'd like to see some of the fabrics you advertise.
Of course. We're the only shop in America that carries them. Genuine imported flannels, Mr. Wilson, made for us exclusively.
Well, let me see them, man. Let me see them.
Yes, sir. This bolt on the shelf. Here we are. What do you think?
Not bad.
Thank you.
Could you make up a suit for me?
Why, certainly, sir. Would you take off your coat, please?
All right. There we are.
All right, sir. I'll hang it up in the dressing room, right back there.
That's quite all right, but hurry back, please. I don't have all day.
Be right with you, Mr. Wilson. Just hang it up. There we are.
I hope you find something in that coat, Blackie.
I'd better. There's the sixth customer that came in answer to the ad I put in the paper.
Yeah, well, hurry up.
I'm just hoping that my friend, the killer, is as clothes conscious as I think he is.
Uh-huh. Well, any luck so far?
I'm looking. Not in the inside pocket, just a wallet and cards. Usual stuff, not the outside pockets. And Mary.
Blackie, that's a nail. A flat note nail.
And it came from this guy's coat pocket. I'm sure I've got my killer. Now I'm going to get Faraday and prove it.
Faraday speaking.
Hello, Inspector, old pal.
I know who it is. Blackie, where are you?
Not where you want me. In jail.
That's right.
Or have you equipped your prison cells with telephones?
I'm going to equip a cell. Would you?
No, not yet. Look, Faraday... I know enough to break this case, if I can just prove it.
You leave this case to me. I'm making plenty of headway without you.
That's a novelty.
I just picked up a guy named Jim Atherton. Trying to leave town with $15,000.
A killer, Faraday?
No, he never killed a guy in his life. Not the type.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case. A case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Archie. What are you doing in my home?
I got double-crossed, Mr. Wilson. That Jim guy, he crossed me, clipped me, and ran out. He took all the dough you gave me.
What do you expect from me? I paid you for the Sims job.
Mr. Wilson, how would you like to start moving around?
No, no, now wait a minute. Just 1 minute, Archie. How much money would you want?
Not too much. I ain't unreasonable. You paid me once $15,000.
A tidy sum.
Give me another $5,000. That'll get me out of this town. Too many crooks around here to sue me.
All right, Archie. I think the job you did was worth another $5,000. Come in here with me.
That flat nail in your hand. What's that for?
Don't get nervous. I keep a lot of cash lying around the house. The way I operate, there's no telling what hour of the night or day I'll need it. And the banks and safety deposit vaults keep rather regular hours.
I still say, what's with the flat nail?
I shouldn't let you see this. There's really nothing I can do about it, I guess. You wouldn't trust me to go into this room alone.
What do you think?
That's what I thought. Come on. Right here at the end of this room is a floorboard, which is removable. When a flattened nail is inserted between the board and the wall, like this...
Want me to help you?
No, I can manage, I think.
How much dough you got in that box, Mr. Wilson?
Don't get any ideas, Archie. You wanted $5,000. That's what you get.
This dough belonged to Sims, the guy I knocked off, didn't it?
That isn't where I got it.
No. I figured you got it from Anderson, the character you killed.
Really?
It's a lousy job. He was sitting down when you let him have it.
Is that so?
You ain't much of a sport, Wilson.
$5,000 you wanted. Here you are.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, you can do me a favor, Archie, for the $5,000.
What?
I've kept the gun that killed Anderson in this box. Get rid of it for me, will you?
For $5,000? Why not?
Well, that ends our little transaction, I think.
Right.
By the way, that revolver of mine's loaded.
So I see.
I hope you also see the sheriff.
Please, shoot, Blackie. Shoot.
Sorry, I can't wait. Blackie, shoot now. Come on, Blackie. Come on.
Hurry, I'm coming.
Yeah, wait.
Come on, come on. You better get this guy. Just hit Faraday. This other character has an idea about the window. Oh, no, you don't, Wilson.
Let me go. I said let go of me.
Sure, Brandon. I'll let go with it. Sit down, Faraday. And both of them killers.
Yeah, I heard enough to know that. What do you think I am, stupid?
What difference does it make what I think? I know this case is over.
How did you ever find this, Wilson?
I let him find a tailor friend of mine after I put a phony ad in the newspaper this morning.
Phony ad?
Sure. I figured that Anderson's killer was a particularly careful man because of the 5 bullets in his gun. He left one chamber empty in case the hammer was hit accidentally. He was a particularly well-dressed man, too, because of the Homburg hat he was wearing when I spotted him at Anderson's house.
That's so?
So what appeals to a well-dressed man? Clothes. I got a tailor friend who advertised some exceptional imported cloth, and Wilson fell for it.
So that's how you tracked him down, huh?
That's right, pal. I tracked him down, and now you send him up.
Blackie, a person has just so much luck and no more. When are you going to realize that?
I've always known that, Mary. I guess I was pretty lucky on this case, wasn't I?
Well, you ought to stop testing your luck. It's going to run out on you one of these days, and then you'll be sorry.
Well, as long as you don't run out on me before my luck does, I won't be sorry about anything.
Well, now I'm serious, Blackie. One of these days,
I know. I'm going to be on the losing end of a proposition sometime, and everyone who's been saying nasty things about me is going to be saying nice things about me.
You still want to make a joke of it? All right, do it your way.
And what would I do if I did it your way?
You'd stay out of trouble. You'd stay home at night. You'd live a safe and sane existence. And your life would be quiet and peaceful, and so would mine.
You'd like it like that, would you?
Like it? Why, Blackie,
You'd what?
I'd be bored to death.
That's what I thought. Now aren't you sorry you started this whole thing?